Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the podcast. If you're a new listener, thanks for finding us and listening. If you're a veteran, thanks for coming back. We have Colly Wisson with us. He's all the way in Australia right now. So we're doing this long distance through the magic of internet, I guess. Hey, Colly.
Yep. Hey, mate. How you going?
Good. Yeah. Okay. We're right now in, we're in winter and he's in summer.
So just hanging on for a little longer because technically summer's finished, but the heat's still here. But I thought I'd talk about today is looking for those peaceful areas in our paintings. It's oh so often that, and I think every artist is guilty of it. You're kind of wanting to not show off, but you're really trying to show off the paintings or the subject's great assets, and you get sort of locked into this great sort of detail on this bit of drawing or in this area or in that area, and you keep sort of keeping focused on that. And I remember years and years ago when I was painting, an artist friend said to me, you know what, not many people probably say this, the thing that I love about your paintings is your peaceful areas. And I sort of thought, okay, well, kind of what does he actually mean in that moment? I'm sort of trying to work out what's sort of happening, what's he thinking, talking about. And it took me a little while, but I then realized, you know what, we like a conversation, we don't want the conversation to be going flat out all the time, same speed, same intensity. A great talk or conversation normally has that ebbs and flows and sometimes those little areas where we just pause. But with our painting, it might be a sky because the mid-distance and foreground might have a lot of foliage in it or shapes in it, cars or buildings or something. So we do need to look for those peaceful areas and not only as an area where there's not as much detail, but it also can be not as much brushwork as well, not as much powerful, vigorous brushwork we may reduce. And I think the classic instance is in an interior, which normally is very detail-orientated, I'll be always trying to say the walls or is to simplify those, still have them resonate as a wall, as a shape, either in shadow, light or half light. But that's a great opportunity and a great way. If you were to say, have a look at one of my interiors, you'll see that, say, the walls are normally the area that are bringing in peaceful areas. Whether it's a landscape, it might be, say, the mid-distance or the distance is painted simpler, and I'll be treating that as a bit more of a peaceful area up against more detailed areas. And a lot of times the more peaceful area or simplification, I guess, in the distance up against more detailed areas in the foreground or even say maybe mid-distance, that can actually make the painting look like there is more depth and distance and is more detail. So no, I really do place a huge importance on those peaceful areas. And sometimes it can be that blazing sunlight that even though it's going to grab your attention, but you still can treat it with not as much detail, not as much marks, not as much visual information, so that even though that is drawing your attention to it, but we can also use it as a peaceful area. That's sometimes a great trick because not only are we directing the viewer's eye, but we're also entertaining the viewer's eye as well. We normally sort of think of peaceful areas as the boring areas. And even some shadows can be a peaceful area. I rarely think of a shadow as an area of texture or contrast. If you squint down and look at most, and the bigger the shadow, the easier it is. There's normally not a lot of texture eyes going, even in a tree. You'll find once we hit that, once the eye hits that shadow, it is more of a peaceful area. So there's lots of different areas in our paintings that we can turn into peaceful areas, which then make the detail areas, the visual information far more interesting and less there's less competition. We're getting that visual importance working for us. So there's a couple of really sort of great areas there that I think people can use and really run with their Gabor when it comes to sort of analyzing a subject and then painting it as well.
And this is true, it doesn't matter what's the subject. It doesn't matter.
Exactly,
Feel the same.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It could be a still life portrait. Yeah. Still looking for those peaceful areas, yeah.
Yeah. By saying
yep.
by having too much detail, you're not really saying anything then, because there's detail everywhere then. I mean, or loudness. I
think
that's kind of lesson.
It's the power. Yeah, the power and the magic of a silent area or a simplified area is probably another way to explain it. So we don't want all simplification, of course. Yeah, we don't want all too simplified or our message isn't strong enough or really dynamic enough, but to sort of grab our attention or the viewer's attention. So,
but generally, that's rare to see too simple.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not a problem generally in a class, right? When it's too simple.
Yeah, oh, so true. Yeah, so true.
Yeah,
so true. Yep, absolutely.
Well, thank you, Kali. I mean, we can talk about this further, obviously. We'll maybe do another podcast episode on this. Thanks for giving us more insight on this topic. If you're listening right now, we're recording this in March 2023. Kali actually has an online mentoring course that's open for enrollment until March 28th. If you missed this one, he'll have another one in July and another one in November. We have three enrollments for the entire academy for all the instructors a year. But if you're listening right now, make sure you check out his page at our academy's website at TucsonArtAcademyOnline.com. And we hope to hopefully see you in his course. Thanks, Kali.
Absolute pleasure, Gabor. Catch you later. Bye, everyone.
Take care.